Saint Germain. It is very good to be with you again in this way, in this time. And just as I shared with you, those of you that were at the previous two advances ago, about this day that you just had yesterday, your 4th of July. But know that the 4th of July, as you know it and as is celebrated here in this country, is not what it was meant to be. For how many of you and those that you know really know what this day has meant to this country, and yes, even to the world? For it is a day that was meant to be free. It was a day that was meant to signify the freedom of all in this country and eventually to the entire world. But as you know, that has not happened. Yes, there are many here in this country that think they are free, that think they can do whatever they want and live a life that they want. And to many, it seems so. But those of you that have listened to these words from many different sources before know that you are truly not free and have not been free for a long time. For as the forefathers who developed, who created this country and had plans, had ideas and ideals to bring it forth and put all of that into motion, there have been those that have come through and usurped all of their great ideals. You call yourself a democracy here in this country, but that was not what it was meant to be. You are a republic, and a republic again you shall be. For a republic becomes all that was meant to be for man to be free, where all men and women are equal. You have those times coming ahead. Very soon now, within the next several months, you will begin to see many different changes. But many of these changes were begun back in your 1776. And it is only now, once those that have taken control of this system and created this democracy, once they are gone and no longer control. And incidentally, they have lost much of their control now. And once their control is completely eliminated, you will have the freedom that was meant to be. The freedom that those that were gathered in that room before signing the Declaration of Independence, and there I was sitting with them, and they looked at each other and would not sign this document. They were afraid. There was fear. For they knew whoever signed this document was signaling their death, giving them a death sentence. But yet, as I looked around this room and saw it in their faces. I saw the fear, yes, but I also saw that which would overcome the fear. I saw the resolve within each of them, a resolve to be free. And I stood up and I addressed the gathering there and spoke to that resolve, spoke to that need to be free. Yes, I believe I was quite eloquent at that time. But it was not my eloquence that won them over. It was their inner knowing of what could be. And one by one, they overcame their fear, and their resolve took over, and they stepped up to the table and signed their name, even knowing at that moment as they signed, they would possibly be signing their death note, their death sentence. But yet they signed, yet they came forth. And it is today now, so many years ahead in the future, from that moment, that there are those again that have that resolve, that have that freedom in mind. But this time, not for a country, but for an entire planet. For there are those all across this planet that want freedom. And freedom they shall have. Freedom you shall all have, for you all have that resolve within you, and it will come forth, and it is coming forth, just as it did then. I can tell you now, as you look ahead in this exercise that you just did, was meant to show you this. As you look ahead a year from now and the changes that you saw, your idea of 4th of July will never be the same as it was just yesterday. I am Saint Germain, and I am with you now, will continue to be with you as these many changes begin to happen, and you show forth that very resolve that was within those who came before you. All of my peace and love be with each of you. I leave you now. Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
One who serves here with you now to answer questions that you might have for Rashira is also standing by and will also have a message for you. Would you have questions here for one who serves and Rashira?
Yes, I have a question concerning basically the month of September and the visit of the Pope. Is this something that you expect all of it to be happening?
Is it something we expect to be happening? Yes, it is in the works here that it will happen. As to what will occur in that moment, we cannot say, because at this point we do not know ourselves. Because even though there are those plans that are created in the boardroom, you might say, mm-hmm. and they are moving toward fruition, there are many things that can occur before that moment that can cause various changes to happen in the those very plans that were enacted at that time. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Now, as to various changes that can happen, as Saint Germain has said, and there are many others who have said this, and we ourselves have said things, and Ashira, that there are so many things that are coming that it is what you have a saying called mind-blowing. And we can tell you, prepare to have your minds blown. Not your central nervous system, though. Because if these things had happened too fast, there would be those who would have their central nervous systems blown out, literally. And this could never be. So this is why there is the patience here. This is why there is the delays or seeming delays of those who work to bring all of this about. You, those of you who are included here in this, for you are working to bring this about as well. When you have your guided meditations, as you have here today, notice as you worked with this, you are creating. You are creating what you are wanting to have and what you are wanting to have develop. And this is going out into the collective consciousness, into the universal mind, and is creating this process. So when you do this, there are many who will come upon this and pull this in, you might say, and begin to create it as well. And this is how this entire creation process occurs here, you see? Mm-hmm. Does this answer your question?
Yes, it does.
Anything you wish to add here, Ashira?
Not at this time, very good.
We will wait here for the dogs to have their say. Yes, they are answering as well. Had their say. Now, there are other further questions here.
I believe Mahendran had a question for Ashira.
Mahendran? No?
He stepped away.
Last chance here. Are there any further questions before we release channel? Everybody in good spirits? Mm-hmm. Then we will release. We just here share to continue, what is your saying, keeping on here. Continue going as you can with your various activities, your daily lives, and continue to be in the present moment at all times. For as you are in the present moment and creating your future ahead of you with your thoughts, create it in a positive fashion. Create that which you want to be, not what you don't want to happen. Begin more and more to take the focus away from what you don't want to what you do want. This is the secret here. This is the secret of manifestation and the attraction process. So more and more and more, focus on what you want. And as you focus on what you want, then the attraction process will draw that to you, and you will find that you are manifesting much more quickly than you have ever done before. Because the energies, as you know, as you spoke of in your group earlier, are growing and expanding, and Many are feeling these energies and experiencing them in many different ways. And as we have said many times, you will see more and more the glimpses, what is beyond the veil. And as you continue to do this, you will have more of these glimpses, and the veil will be dropping. It is already dropping, and eventually it will be gone completely. And those negative ions that were shared within this experience, within your guided meditation, these negative ions will replace all the energy that has been here before of negative fashion here. And you can imagine what it is like. Just think what it is like after a beautiful spring rain, and how you feel after this, or a summer rain, and how it feels after this. This is what you are moving toward. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. Last week, the transcription seemed to cease without my finality, but I wanted to share a bit with you again to come and back up further what One Who Serves has said. Part of what was discussed last week was that many are feeling moods come over them, along with the dizziness, the nausea, and the other things spoken of this day. Know that these moods, say melancholy or depression, are not yours. They're what is evolving through the planet, and it moves through you. And as you feel this, stop and say, this is not mine, and allow it to move through you. Those who need to process are processing. But as it becomes more and more of a universal unity on the planet, more and more those of you who are awakened are feeling these as well. And so to just share again with you what was spoken last week, allow these to move through you. There are many who are crying out saying, we do not understand what is happening. And yet those in this group and the messages that come forth help you to see that not only do we understand because we have been where you are, but that as this continues to move along, as you meet in this group, in other groups around the planet, and you see what is happening, you are in a very different state of mind and state of place than those who are maybe just awakening and wonder when these things shall happen. This is the good news. For not only do you know that they are happening and unfolding, but as you looked a year hence from now, for next year's 4th of July, the conversation will be lively. For many of you saw very different things a year hence. That is why we have been excited and talked about moving over the finish line, where it is only days and weeks and months, but not so long as many, many months, as you saw. Yes, August, September, the fall this year, many changes are coming. Bigger changes are coming. And the planet is being made ready for that. All of those who are sleeping now, the largest part becomes awake, and you step into your new roles. We are excited about guiding you on a week-to-week basis, sharing with you, answering questions. Those of you, such as Mahendran, who did not ask the question he was going to bring, are feeling nudges. You are feeling pushes. You are feeling that what is coming so quickly that you are being pushed in ways that are unfamiliar to you. You do not see a finish line. Where are you going? Where are you being pushed to? Have faith. Go with the flow. Allow each day to unfold. And as doors close, seemingly, know that those then are open on the other side. Somewhat like the death process, where there are crowds of people telling you goodbye on one side, and yet crowds of people on the other welcoming you, moving you, pulling you. That is our role. We are your cheerleaders. We are happy to do it. We give you all of our love and blessings. Thank you for this day. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you.